Well, here we are sitting in the MTP Software Studios, and that means we are radio entrepreneurs, the one and only. And again, I like to remind everybody, almost creeping up to 1 million people have listened to the show since we've started. 32 countries, pretty excited. We have another guest today, a first-timer, but someone we respect because they were at the Family Business Awards finalist, Ron Savinor, owner of Savinor's Markets. Welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
75 years. Tell us about 80. Savinor's.
Oh, 80 years.
Jeez. I'm going to have to fire my producer.
That's right.
Tell us about Savinor's.
Well, Savinor started in 1939. I always tell people to look at the website and read the history because we're so proud of the history. I basically, Julia Child and my dad gave me a great reputation to build on, and we've expanded our wholesale division and now supply about 120 restaurants.
Wow. Yeah. Well, it's got to be a little bit more than that. What makes the place so special, do you think?
Well, we're the old-fashioned butcher shop. I'm one of three master butchers left in the U.S., and we use, you know, local pork, all heritage breed pork. We have the very best in chicken that we distribute as well. It's sell all Angus prime beef from Moya Farms and make over 20 kinds of sausages. We smoke all our own pork products. And as I'd said before, we use everything from the animal. I always say when it comes to pork, we use everything except the squeal. I mean, we sell tails. We sell everything.
Right. It's like the French use every part of the animal.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. And then we process all the fat, rendering. We make all our own bacon with the pork. We make from beef, we use... render all the fat down. We make soap, lip balm. We make all our own stocks, pâtés, sausages.
So tell us about the obsession with this sort of purity of creation of food and food products. Where does it come from? How did you inherit it? It's you clearly weren't born with it. Someone put it in your head.
Well, yeah, it's interesting because, you know, Savinor's has always been a place where people... where foodies go. People are really passionate about food, and I think that's what I enjoy most about the business is you sell the best food money can buy, and people love you for it. And the people who come to work at Savinor's are really passionate foodies from the food industry. And I always say when we hire people, I look for two things, passion and integrity, and we can teach them anything else, and that's really what we do. And I've been really blessed with, you know, finding good people and retaining them.
Interesting.
You're only as good as your worst employee or right. Your worst team member. And we have, a really good group, and we have some basic rules. And
has that evolved over the years, or was it, I assume there was a grandparent involved at one point?
You know what? It was so different when my dad did it to how I do it. And my dad felt like he had to do everything. And my dad was awesome.
Right.
Felt like he had to do everything and answer every phone call and wait on every customer. And
that was that generation.
It was. It really was.
Every customer's precious.
It's
precious.
True. And, I still have customers who only want to see me. And I tell them if I'm not there, because as I've gotten older, I spend less time, you know, behind the bench, more coaching and teaching. But people are going to get the same quality food or meats that they're going to get whether I'm there or not, because that's really my job is to, it's all the relationships I have with my suppliers and farmers. So I'm the quality assurance guru, I guess, of the company.
So are you out there all the time sourcing out products? How far do you go?
Well, it's interesting because everyone wants to sell you their product.
And, of course.
You know, I've dealt with so many farms over the years that a lot of them just can't give you the quality that you need. And a lot of the local farmers don't grade. Nothing gets graded at some of the local processing plants. And they can't tell me what kind of cattle it is or how old it is or how it was raised. So... you know, some of those things you need consistency, really.
Are there certain states that are better than others that you've checked into? Like Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania actually is
I knew to pick.
Is where most of our beef comes from, yeah.
That's what I was going to guess.
Probably 95% comes out of Moya Farms.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it a culture of the people down there? Is it just a different philosophy? I mean, this is a high-tech technology healthcare state.
Right.
And I do know that people are coming in with money and they're more foodie than they used to be.
You're right.
But Pennsylvania's always sort of had that image with me.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because they have their own processing plant. It's all done in this humane fashion, the way they process them. They do all their own breeding. They do all their own feed. They just do the whole gamut of it. And they have a USDA federal grade out the beef, which makes a big difference.
Interesting. So organic isn't always the answer.
No.
And grass-fed. I know it's a marketing thing.
You want grass-fed, grain-finished is what you want. And, you know, it's funny because people always say, oh, I don't want any grain or wheat. Well, if you think about it, grass grows. It becomes hay. Hay produces this little flour, right, called wheat. And that wheat produces a seed called grain. So when people say, oh, I don't want any grain. I can't have this. No antibiotics. Well, you know, the animals are only given antibiotics, just like if a child was sick, you give them antibiotics, and then the animal doesn't get processed for 14 to 21 days, which is how long it takes to get out of the animal system. So,
all very interesting. So do you have a next generation that you're looking at?
Yeah, I do. Actually, my son is 26 this month, and he's fourth generation.
And he's working full-time?
Yeah, he's really into it, and we've set a plan in place for him to learn every aspect of the business. And I tell him, you have to be the hottest worker and have the strongest work ethic to succeed, because these people are all going to be your team.
That sounds like something my father would say to me. Actually, it was something he said to me. A little bit harsher than that. Different generation. It came with a line at the end of the line of, and if you're not, you're fired. So let me ask you, you know, here you've had all these celebrities, you've done all this work, you really have established them. Why did you apply for the Family Business Awards? Was it a lark?
No, I just thought, I was humbled by it personally. I just thought it was a good fit, really. Especially where this year's our 80th year in business, I think that's really something to celebrate. I mean, you think about it, and I say this to people, and everyone can relate to this. Think of how much money you spend a month to exist, right?
It's too much, my wife says.
It's scary, right?
But well, that's how much what my wife says.
But how much do you actually spend with someone who gives you a superior product, a superior service, and you may even know and like the owner?
Well, for me, that's a lot of people, because I seek that.
Well, I do too, because you come from a small business, family yourself, right?
Right.
And, you know, that's just how I feel about it personally. And I think the people who come in are really foodies who just want the best.
Current trends? Can you talk about current trends? Do you see things changing with consumption habits?
Well, I think the trend is this line of bullshit. People say, you know, you look at restaurant menus, oh, and this is all grass-fed beef.
Farm-to-table.
Right. Well, farm-to-table, we're literally the farm-to-table place,
store, right?
And what's interesting is that I see at restaurants and I see what people preach, and what they preach and what they do aren't always the same.
Right.
Right? And I take pride that we are what we say.
Oh, interesting. My name is Jeffrey Davis of Mage LLC, also host of Radio Entrepreneurs. We've been speaking with Ron Savinor, owner of Savinor's Markets. Ron, where can we find your product? We both retail and online.
So we have a website, www.savinorsmarket.com. I always tell people, read the history. It's something we're really proud of. We also do a home delivery service through Mercado as well, out of our Boston store on Charles Street, 160 Charles Street, and our Cambridge location, which was the original location, 92 Kirkland Street in Cambridge. People call and order stuff. We do, we'll ship anywhere. But people generally love to come to the store for
right.
the experience.
Well, it's a great store. Which store do you tend to hang out in?
I play no favorites.
Oh, like having kids. I want to thank you for being on the show today. Maybe you'll come back next time, bring some food. We'll put it out. We'll show it to people. Well, you need some pictures. You better send us some pictures to post with the radio spot.
Sure. That'd be swell.
Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis, and we're going to take a break. And obviously, we'll be back with more stories on Radio Entrepreneurs.